On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're shining the spotlight on Knoxville junior volleyball player Hannah Duncan. HD, congratulations. You're moving on. Survive and advance in the regional. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk us through that match. I thought it took a little bit, maybe a couple points in the first set to really kind of get settled down.
Yeah, I think our nerves were really up that game, so it did take us a little bit to settle in. But our goal was just to, we knew number 8 was their go-to player, so we knew we needed to find her and wherever she went. And I think we did that really well. And I think overall we just played really well tonight.
It seemed like number 8 was just kind of their only hitter, and as long as you neutralize her, it wasn't guaranteed, but it was going to be a little bit easier to get them.
Yep, and our blockers definitely made it easier on the defense. They were getting really good touches, so we could get it up on the defensive end, and they were just getting their block where it needed to be, so that was good.
Let's talk about your season so far. Coach a couple of weeks ago said Hannah Duncan is just ripping the ball. What's that like playing, front row where, you're not the tallest player on the team?
Yeah, I've had to step into that role, especially with Brittany setting that 5-1 this year, and I've just been doing my best to get up there and, jump. I mean, I'm not the shortest on the team, but I'm definitely not the tallest, but I do the best when I'm up there and I do all I can, so I try to be smart and make smart shots, so yeah.
What's that like playing with two players like Brittany Bacon and Ella Brazil are going to take their talents to pretty high levels of college, and both of them made plays only Brittany and Ella could make?
Oh, it's so fun. Watching those two in the front row, they're so aggressive, and they get us, they make it look easy, but it's not that easy, and I'm glad they're on my team, but they're also there coaching us on the court and making us better, so that's good to have those two experienced players with us.
You've checked off a lot of boxes this year, conference championship, didn't quite get your own tournament, but, those Saturday tournaments, coach is always saying, boy, those gets us ready for nights like tonight.
Yep, and it definitely did. I know we might have lost to ADM Saturday, but they definitely prepared us for this game tonight. They were really good, and they gave us the competition we needed going into playoffs, so that was good.
What about this season? What kind of, how's it compared to what you thought going in?
I knew we were going to be good this year. I know this year is our year. I believe we can do it, and I think we've met those expectations. I feel like we've played really well as a team, and we trust each other.
And coach has said she doesn't call a lot of timeouts. She kind of wants you to work through them, and you bring up trust. She obviously trusts you girls to figure out, okay, how do we get out of this?
Yep, and that's where Brittany and Ella come in. They're always there to calm us down. They bring the energy when we need it, and they're just the coaches on the court. So it's really good to have them out there to settle us down.
You mentioned you're not bashful. Nobody on this team is bashful about getting to Iowa City. And up there on that banner, 1992 is the last number. None of you girls were born. I think I think a lot of your parents were still in high school when the last time that happened. What would that mean? I know you got two more wins at least, but what would that mean just, to maybe break that streak and get a Knoxville team back there?
It would be so awesome. I know this team really wants to go up there, and we're not going to give up until we get there. And we're just going to keep playing as hard as we can. And I know that the rest of the team wants to do it for the seniors, and we really want to get them up there. And we're going to do it. So, yeah.
Coach talks about the freshmen as the little babies. Well, they don't play like babies. You know one of them very well. They play like they played a lot of volleyball. Talk about, your sister, Abby, and some of the other younger girls on the team, how they have just really taken hold of this place.
Oh, they come in and they serve great. Addie and Abby both have a lot of aces. Abby's in there getting great digs all the time, and Addie has a lot of confidence going in there. And I think the team trusts them as well. They may only be freshmen, but we're all there picking each other up. And we've played with Addie and Abby before in travel and stuff, so we've already played with them. So the teamwork is there already, and yeah, they're just a good addition to the team.
I remember talking to you, your older sister Emma, and Addie this summer doing that feature on you girls. You said it would be spicy. How much, what did you mean by that? I didn't get to ask you that, but you and Addie, it just seems like you can look at each other and know exactly what you're saying.
Yep. Well, Addie is a bit spicy sometimes. Like, you should see her in the locker room, man. She's getting all of us hyped, doing just some crazy stuff. I mean, if you know, you know. But Addie just gets the team going. She brings that energy we need. She's the spark of the team. And she's just overall a great person to be around on the team.
And she gets the bench hyped up, too, after an ace. I've seen the, you'll swing back forth and smack the floor. That obviously, just having someone on the team like that is, really keeps everybody in the mood.
Yes, and bench energy is so important. And all those girls on the bench, they get along so well. And they bring so much energy off the court, and it's awesome to have them all out there.
Okay, I know you probably don't know a lot about Nevada, but that's the opponent. They've been ranked most of the season. I think one of their girls is leading the state in aces. Now you got to go into their place. Hopefully your buddies in the Panther pit come along for the ride, but that's going to be a tough challenge for everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but if we go in there and play our hardest and trust each other and talk and do all of the things, I believe 100% that we can go and win up there. So. And if the student section comes, hey, that's great. They'll bring the energy, too.
Knoxville North.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, HD, congratulations. So we'll see you up at Nevada Thursday.
Yep. See you there, DC.